Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're really glad to be back, guys. We got a lot to talk about, but first, I want to address this fan that died over the weekend at a Patriots game when the Patriots and the Miami Dolphins played. Now, I've been to games, I've talked smack, I get how things could be heated, but we're all there for a sport, we're there to have fun. If somebody's wearing a jersey of another team, I smile at them, because that's got to be kind of difficult to go to somebody else's home game, you know, wearing. In fact, I kind of admire some of these individuals that are the underdog or are the visiting team wearing their jerseys. That takes a lot of guts to do. Well, apparently a scuffle broke out and it resulted in somebody dying. And there has been this big, you know, investigation as to who punched the Patriots fan to death. Well, now we're being told that that might not be why he died. And it's so tragic because you don't want to see people enjoying, you know, America's sport and dying as a result. But Dale Mooney was 53 years old, and an autopsy identified a, quote, undisclosed medical issue. The Norfolk County District Attorney's Office says further investigation is needed. But the reports originally said that he was struck 3 times in the head by a Miami Dolphins fan. And I know a lot of Dolphins fans. They're doves. They're cool. They're sweet. They're Dolphins. You know, I've never seen a mean Miami Dolphin fan. But for some reason, some scuffle happened. And they're saying he was punched. But the punching didn't necessarily cause him to die. So the original story was he was, you know, he sustained multiple blows to the head, possibly had a brain bleed. The DA, Michael Morrissey, confirmed that the issue was a contributor to his death, will require further testing, but that the 2 blows delivered by a Dolphins fan did not cause fatal injuries to Mooney. Morrissey said the DA, our investigation has included numerous law enforcement interviews and the examination of multiple angles of video capturing the scuffle prior to Mr. Mooney's collapse during the Sunday night game at Gillette Stadium. Preliminary autopsy results did not suggest traumatic injury, but did identify a medical issue. Cause and manner of death remain undetermined, pending further testing. So while their investigation is open, there is a GoFundMe page. A fundraiser is now at, let me see if I could, I'll also post this because, again, the family must be just going through hell, you know. By the way, he was a season ticket holder. So, you know, this guy was a diehard Patriots fan to pay for season tickets and was there at a regular season game, you know, diehard fan. So what happened? Well, my guess is possibly heart attack. You know, gets into a fight. You know, maybe has underlying coronary artery disease. We've talked about kind of neck size on individuals. Sometimes there's a look to individuals that might actually be more prone to having, there's a body type of body build to cardiovascular disease. They're not saying that's what it is yet, but that would be my guess, that they got into a fight and lo and behold, you know, during that fight, he ends up having a cardiac event or goes into cardiac arrest. Now, you know, I have seen many individuals get into fights with people. And having seen things go bad where people die, and the individual that might have hit the person or pushed the person didn't necessarily want them to die. They just wanted to get them out of their way. But there was one case that happened in Las Vegas where somebody was, there was a scuffle. The person pushed the guy out of the way, but he fell. He tripped, fell back, hit his head, sustained a bleed, ended up dying. And I don't think we teach people enough about fights. The movie The Hangover, I guess the Hangover Marathon was on a few days back. And in the first Hangover movie, there's a scene where Alan, the character Alan, gets a blow to the head from Mike Tyson. And he gets up, he's still able to do whatever, and you know, a blow to the head could be serious. And even if you necessarily didn't intend to kill, you could still be up on manslaughter charges if anything happens. And, you know, we see in the movies people fight, people get a punch. It's been in vaudeville. I mean, people laugh at it. You know, punching somebody in the nose. You dislodge a piece of cartilage and it goes to the brain, you could kill somebody. Or, you know, what could have happened here is you throw an innocent, shall we say, blow, a non-fatal blow, but the person ends up dying, and now you're a part of that. And you could have, you know, contributed to that, and then be charged with manslaughter. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. It's tragic to see anybody die. It's tragic to see somebody said that the victim was the one that started the fight. You know, I don't want his name, you know, thrown through the mud, but we also don't want somebody that might have gotten involved or defended themselves now be up on murder charges if that's not what happened. And so, one, for those of you that might not have the healthiest of hearts, keep in mind that something as simple as a fight at a football game could be enough to cause cardiac arrest. Make sure if you have any sort of high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, family history of heart disease, chest pain, smoking history, alcohol history, sedentary history, obesity, bad luck, get yourself checked out by a heart doctor. And for those of you that get accosted by individuals who might want to start a fight, and I get it, my testosterone is roaring during games. I'll scream at TVs. I'll be like, you know, screaming at the refs. Oh, by the way, some bad calls, right, on that Monday night game. Can I just say, I don't know what the hell the refs were doing. It was totally pass interference for the, what was it? Was it the Steelers-Browns? Yeah, total pass interference. Ref screws it up multiple times. Yeah, I'll be screaming at the TV. But bring it down a notch, because any sort of trip, fall, push, punch that ends up in a person dying, you got criminal charges levied against you. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So second to the scariness that we saw in terms of people dying with COVID, one thing that I thought was one of the most frightening aspects of the whole COVID pandemic was how the government and how media and the powers that be silenced doctors, silenced nurses. That was some scary, scary stuff. When nurses who were on the front line fighting COVID had antibodies that they wanted to show so they wouldn't have to get the vaccine, and said, look, can I at least do a blood test? You can see my titers. We do that for colleges. We do that for other things to look at titers of infectious disease if we don't have our vaccine record. You know, why don't you just check my titers? We fired them. We fired nurses. We fired doctors. We fired military. But it not only was that frightening, But when a doctor spoke out about what they think might help save lives, they got censored. And, you know, when I look at my broadcast saying, hey, guys, you know, people can lose their license. You know, this is what they want us to say. We'll lose our license if we don't say it. But this is what I think, because this is how I was trained. And how I was trained is you cannot man-made artificially recreate some of the best defenses that a human can. So work with the human immunity. Work with it. Right? If somebody has natural immunity, you've got to work with that. That you can't ignore it. You can't blow it off. Meanwhile, a doctor in Maine had to get psychiatric testing and had her license suspended because she challenged the CDC and their stance on natural immunity. Well, one doctor took the Biden administration to court and looks like he won. So he is from Stanford. And he challenged the Biden administration lockdown policies. He had a focused protection theory where you vaccinate those who are immunocompromised, those who are vulnerable, but let the rest of the population, you know, get natural immunity, so eventually this virus gets weaker. And he was apparently censured multiple times. Censored. So a federal court ruled earlier this month that the Biden administration did coerce social media sites to censor him and other dissenters who wrote a controversial petition that criticized government efforts to shut down the economy, including schools. So even though the American Academy of Pediatrics even said kids need to be in school, doctors couldn't have that attitude of schools being open, kids being at school, preventing mental health deterioration without being censored. And a federal court found this to be the case. The claimant is Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, an epidemiologist and health policy researcher. He said the ruling was akin to the Second Enlightenment. He was named in a lawsuit as one of the COVID-19 epidemiologists whose Twitter and Facebook accounts were scrubbed, removed from Google during the pandemic. A Louisiana appeals court heard the case and determined that the Biden administration wrongfully pressured social media companies to silence critics. An earlier court ruling by Judge Terry Doty, I don't know if that's Doherty, but Doty, banned the administration from contacting social media companies. And so we're looking at this going, oh my gosh, all right, what was going on here? All right, and now I get, as a physician, I understand both sides. If you have somebody saying that if you get a COVID vaccine, your testicle is going to grow into three testicles, that's a false narrative. Right? If you say that if somebody gets a COVID vaccine, they're going to want to impregnate their dog. Okay, you're coming up with, that is so ridiculous, so ludicrous, no science behind it. But when you have a flippant epidemiologist who has been studying natural immunity his whole life, wants the vulnerable people getting the vaccine, which, by the way, I supported. Why were we forcing Americans that didn't want the vaccine to get it when people in Africa and Asia and Europe and South America were begging for vaccines? Give them the vaccines. The people who want it and the people who are vulnerable, get them to them. But there was this, well, we need herd immunity, herd immunity. And any of us who went to an accredited medical school and was board certified, okay, and understood epidemiology, microbiology, immunology, and understood how vaccines worked, once we realized that this wasn't a one-and-done vaccine, that you could have waning immunity or you could still carry the virus even if you're vaccinated, now the whole herd immunity idea went out the door. Don't censor us. Science is all about asking questions, theories, revisiting prior truths to see if it's still applicable. That's what we do. We now have medication using cannabis for seizures. How did that happen? Because somebody didn't silence some of the parents who said, look, I was able to control my kids' seizures using marijuana. Can we study this? That's how science comes to play. We have penicillin because somebody was like, huh, this mold is killing this bacteria. Let's look into it. You're supposed to look into it. You're not supposed to silence. So this federal court ruling might be a way to finally allow scientists to talk and discuss. Former National Institutes of Health Director Dr. Francis Collins sent an email to Dr. Fauci in October 2020 saying the ideas from quote-unquote fringe epidemiologists who wrote the declaration required a quick and devastating published takedown. So these were emails that were being passed back and forth within the government. And this great Barrington Declaration called for focus protection. It's an idea that would mean most of our efforts to increase immunity would be centered on the vulnerable groups, the elderly immunocompromised, with some, you know, if the general population wanted it. But the general population would eventually get antibodies, those who didn't want the shot. And then from there, hopefully be able to withstand future COVID infections. I understand for some people that might have been scary. Oh, but they could die and our hospitals are overwhelmed. Okay, that's one thought. It's okay to have that thought. Don't silence them. Those doctors who said, if you get the vaccine, everything's going to be fine. Don't silence them. That's their opinion. Not necessarily proper science. They should have said, in my opinion, if you get the vaccine, you will never get COVID again. And then we could refute it going, nah, it looks like people who are vaccinated still got COVID. But everything that was considered misinformation is now starting to, in the studies, come out saying, yeah, it looks like masks didn't offer full protection. Looks like it might not have done much with the pandemic when you look at mask mandate states versus not. It looks like the lockdowns might have hurt the kids. We've been saying that for years. The lockdowns are hurting the kids. Get these kids back in school. Now, I totally appreciate what the government went through. I would have hated to be Joe Biden or President Trump, President Joe Biden, President Trump during this time, making judgment calls without medical background. But you don't silence anybody. You get everybody in the room and go, these are the theories. But there was a narrative that had to be pushed. And we did god-awful things to our military, to our nurses. We fired teachers who didn't want to get the vaccine. And these people weren't just giving middle fingers. They were like, if you want immunity, just draw my flipping blood. I've been around COVID. I had COVID. Draw my blood. Let me show you my titers. Nobody would hear of it. And when a doctor tried to say, look, guys, this is what we learned in school. This is why we have our medical degrees and our osteopathic degrees, because this is what we studied. This is what we researched. We got silenced. That's some scary, scary stuff. Now, I don't want to sit here and berate any particular person or administration, but I want us to learn from it. And I'm not saying every doctor on this earth is right. There were doctors that actually fired their longtime loyal nurses for not getting a vaccine. I mean, not all doctors, I think, were 100%, you know, all consistent and on the same side. The fact that politics could divide doctors blew my mind. I mean, if these studies are showing that there's an acidification of the endosome of a cell trying to take in COVID because of their concurrent hydroxychloroquine use, why aren't we studying that? Why aren't we looking at that? But anybody who even brought up anything got silenced. So science stalled. That's why these studies are coming out now, because people were silenced. So good for this doctor for speaking out. Science is evolving. You've got to get opinions, and you got to revisit the science. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee grilling Attorney General Merrick Garland. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan today accusing the Justice Department of protecting President Biden and his son Hunter while targeting former President Trump. A new strike deadline has been announced by the United Auto Workers President Sean Fain. He said if no substantial progress in contract talks has been made by noon this Friday, they will call on more local unions to expand their strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis. New York police looking for a third suspect in a deadly drug exposure case at a Bronx daycare. Authorities say a large amount of fentanyl was found on top of children's play mats. A one-year-old died last Friday. Several other children got sick. Corey Myers, USA News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So nobody could credit the efforts that did happen in terms of us getting to the point we are now with COVID without honoring the pharmacies. And I got to tell you, pharmacies like CVS, they were phenomenal. One, they were open 24/7 for individuals during the lockdown. Two, they allowed people to test there. They offered vaccines, which was fantastic. And they even offered, they were one of the first of the pharmacies to actually also dispense Paxlovid when people couldn't get into a doctor and get treated for COVID. And so, you know, CVS is my go-to. I'm so grateful for them. And I'm really grateful that we have a registered pharmacist from CVS to talk to us about the best way to protect ourselves right now as we're facing flu, COVID, RSV, pneumonia season. Registered pharmacist with CVS, Nicholas Mara. Nicholas, thank you so much for joining us.
Dr. Dahlia, thanks so much for having me today.
Man, well, we appreciate all you've done. Wow. I mean, I don't think you've gotten a day off since the pandemic began, but thank you for all you and your team have done. So, perfect timing with you coming on right now, preparing for respiratory illness season. What are you recommending?
Sure. The first thing that people can do is to protect themselves and their family is to get vaccinated for COVID-19, the influenza virus, and RSV if it's indicated for them. It takes 2 weeks for your immune system to produce antibodies with any vaccine, so it's important to get vaccinated before the illness begins circulating in your community. And like you were saying before, throughout the pandemic, we administered 88 million COVID-19 vaccines, and our response to the public health emergency has really changed the minds of Americans when it comes to the role of the pharmacist in healthcare. And at CVS here, we're ready again to support your health during this respiratory illness season with our over 9,000 locations that are conveniently located. And we have extended hours on the weekdays and during the weekends as well for your convenience.
Love it. Love it. So the flu shot, we probably had maybe 50% of America get the flu shot at any year. And it's been a shot that I have definitely supported and gotten myself. But, you know, I fight a lot of misconceptions. People think that the flu vaccine will give them the flu. Talk to them about the flu vaccine.
Sure. So, you know, you can hear me say it straight out for you and your audience. The flu shot does not give you the flu. Flu shots are made with either inactivated viruses or with proteins from the flu virus, so people cannot get the flu from the flu shot. These components help your body create antibodies to the flu virus, and some of the common side effects include soreness, redness or tenderness in the injection site area, headache, fever, nausea, muscle aches, and or fatigue. The side effects can begin soon after you get the immunization and resolve usually on their own in a few days, and they're usually mild. Serious allergic reactions to flu vaccines are very rare. So a lot of times people are mistaking those side effects for the actual flu for the flu, and that is not correct.
Absolutely. You know, what can we do to make your lives easier when we are coming in for vaccines? Or, you know, and you guys are busy and you know, you have, you know, staff to do this. What would you like? Would you like people to go online? Are there any medical records you'd like them to bring? What can listeners do before they come to CVS to get vaccinated?
Sure. It's very important that they schedule online or schedule on CVS.com. They can even use the pharmacy app. That's very handy. A lot of the preemptive paperwork is there. There's also good information when you go through the process of signing up for your immunization. It has information there that will answer a lot of frequently asked questions. This way you get to sit down with your pharmacist when you're getting that immunization and ask them more important questions that you have. You know, if you're taking the time ahead of time, it'll free up their time to sit and really spend that time with you and give you that personal touch.
Wonderful. And you have the new COVID-19 vaccine, correct?
Yep, the new COVID vaccine is out now. We have Moderna and Pfizer that are available. You can schedule it at CVS.com on the app, or you can also walk into your pharmacy if you like. 7 days a week we're open, and we have evening and weekend hours as well.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been urging people get their pneumonia vaccine if they haven't. The number one killer of flu is pneumonia. And so you guys offer the pneumonia vaccine. But even more exciting now is we have an RSV vaccine. Talk to us about that.
Sure. RSV stands for respiratory syncytial virus. Usually after contracting the virus, their symptoms start within 4 to 6 days. It can include a runny nose, decrease in appetite, coughing, sneezing, fever, and wheezing. Sometimes these symptoms appear in stages and not all at once. And it's really important for older adults to get vaccinated and make sure they're updated on their immunizations, because their immune system wanes as you age. So adults over 60 are indicated for RSV, so you want to go into your pharmacy or talk to your pharmacist to see if it's right for you. And then you can also schedule up to four family members when you schedule your appointment as well. I want to make sure I mention that.
Oh, that's wonderful. We're speaking to Nicholas Morrow, registered pharmacist at CVS Health. You know, one thing I tell everybody to do is before the cough cold season, check your cupboard. Any expired cough medicine, Tylenol, et cetera, throw out. But then when you go and get your vaccines, that might be when you want to replenish because we aren't sure what sort of shortages we might have when the season really, really hits. CVS Pharmacy has a bunch of stuff for respiratory season, masks, everything. Talk to us about what you offer.
Yeah, you know, that's so it's really important what you say, that you go to your medicine cabinet when you start feeling sick and then you have expired stuff. But me and my wife are both pharmacists, and we do it routinely. We reach for something, you know, in the cabinet, like an ibuprofen or something like that, and sure enough, yeah, it's been expired. So now's a really good time when you're thinking about your health, you're thinking about your immunizations. You know, your best resource is going to be your pharmacist. You know, they have the skills and knowledge to recommend medications, over-the-counter treatments, and supplements to help support your health. And then that pharmacy app is a great place to find those over-the-counter cold and flu symptom remedies. We also have immune support supplements and disinfecting cleaning products to keep your family healthy.
Mm, yeah, and I love that you also bring up, you know, the pharmacists are a wealth of information, and you might be taking a medication that could mix with an over-the-counter medication, and the over-the-counter medication might not necessarily have a label of all the medicines you can't interact with. So you got to do your research, and fortunately, there's, you know, pharmacists can also help as well. But I just see a lot of people kind of mix their medicines with some over-the-counter medicines without at least doing that research.
Yeah, it's really important that, you know, you take a look at what you're putting into your body ahead of time. Your pharmacist, again, is that great resource that can do that that medication reconciliation. You know, the role of the pharmacist has really expanded over time. You know, besides dispensing prescriptions, we're also, you know, like you said before, we're doing testing, med reconciliations. You know, we do even consultations over the phone now that are separate from our whole role, doing exactly that, taking a look at your list, your medications, see what interacts. And that's the time patients usually have those questions. Here's my over-the-counter medication I'm thinking of taking. I got a little cold. Is this okay with my medicines? And a lot of times the pharmacist can answer that pretty quickly for you.
Well, we love you guys. Where can my listeners go for more information?
Sure. One of the best spots to go for facts about vaccines and protecting yourself during the flu season is the CDC website. They are the gold standard for information and where you want to go. If you ever have questions or concerns about anything regarding your health, that's the first place I would start. The next place I would start is CVS.com and the CVS Pharmacy app. We have tons of information about vaccines and other healthcare topics.
Well, we appreciate you, and thank you. Thank everybody at CVS. One of my very good friends is a pharmacist at CVS in Las Vegas, Nevada. And, you know, we just appreciate everything you've done throughout the pandemic. Can't wait to have you back.
All right, I appreciate it, Dr. Dahlia. Talk to you soon.
Take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, definitely check out the app. You know, for those of you that are having, you know, trouble when you do have COVID and you don't have a doctor who could prescribe Paxlovid, CVS Pharmacy has a resource where you could actually meet with the pharmacist and get a dispense after med reconciliation and review of your lab. So definitely get that checked out. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one person ruins it for the rest of us. And I am watching in lightning speed the idea of tips or gratuity now completely destroying the whole tip culture. And will you guys flip and stop it? You're really screwing it up for tipped workers. And, you know, my heart is in this because I waited tables. And when my salary was only $1 or $2 an hour, I had to live on those tips. And I was very grateful for those tips. But the tips
were not necessarily mandatory. Gratuity, which is what a tip is, gratuity, in its definition, is where you are being gracious, generous, with no obligation to give on top of what you're paying for the service. That's what a gratuity is. In fact, I think we do have a Webster's Dictionary. Merriam-Webster, something given voluntarily or beyond obligation, usually for some service. And the gratuity is a sign of gratuitous, graciousness, generosity, and it is added. And people doing it feel good. People receiving it feel good. And it's changed. It's now changed where, like I said, I've watched Below Deck, where if somebody gets a $15,000 tip, if they get a $15,000 tip, they're bad-mouthing the people because it was too low. So we now have this bar that has been raised, and people are starting to push back against it. But who is that hurting? The tipped workers. So we've seen compulsory tipping grow. Cruise lines. If you take a cruise, at the end of your cruise, added to that is X amount of dollars per day for the tip. Because they worry people are going to just leave, not tip the staff. So, and again, whoever did that screwed it for the rest of us too. How do you not tip staff that helped you? But people, and I understand, they go, well, if we're paying this high price, isn't that for the service? But there are people that sometimes go above and beyond, so I like to tip. Now with cruise lines, they don't even give you the option. It's just added. So it's compulsory. There's a restaurant that's under fire because somebody noticed, and they're not the only ones, that have a tip on there that's compulsory. This is at a restaurant in Cupertino, California. I think it's called Pho Ha Noi. And they add a compulsory 18% service charge. Now, I've seen that too, where I had a birthday party once, and on top of the fees and the staff and the food, they added on top of that 18%. All right? So I'm like, you know what? Good. This way, the tip is done. They got their tip. They got their... And then I heard from the staff that, no, they don't get that money. And I go, then who does? That's the... It said it's an 18%. I mean, I would have said 20%. So I gave more. But I'm hearing that sometimes who this service charge is supposed to go to doesn't even go to who you think you're tipping. And the funny thing is the going rate for tips is 20%. So when a company says 18%, they might get the money begrudgingly, and the people might be ticked, but then you just cheated the staff out of 2%. And so we're starting to ruin the culture. It's going the wrong way, and we're not going to be able to roll it back. Now, I always wanted to tip good, and I felt good when I knew it was a good tip, and I knew they were happy, and they were. Now, it doesn't make people happy. They're already calculating into their day. In fact, I see jobs posted saying you're going to average $60-$70 an hour because of tips. You know, the place might pay the worker minimum wage, but don't look at it. You're going to earn, if you work here, $65 an hour. So if they don't get the tips, they think they're being underpaid. Tips used to be a bonus. It used to be wow. And eventually you just get used to it. That's what I'm worried about in terms of changing the 5-day work week to 4 days and still paying for that day off. Eventually you get used to it. And then you're like, well, now I want Thursdays off too. Now I want to start checking out early on Thursdays. You get very used to it. And we are already spending hyped prices. I went to a place that's a diner, has a salad. I've always gotten a salad. Salad used to be $12.75. In the last year or two, it's now up to $16.75. So a $4 hike of a $12 bill, you're looking at now 30% inflation. And then, of course, your tip is now a percentage of the inflated prices. I'll still give 20%. But if they, on top of that, said, you know what, we're also going to just add 18% service charge, after a while, You're spending almost $80 for diner food for a family of four. At that point, you're like, you know what? Forget it. I'll make you some peanut butter jelly sandwiches. You're going to hurt the workers. And the last thing you want are consumers being anti-tip. All right? The whole idea of tip is, look, this is for you. We want you to feel good about it. We want you, you know, we want, I hope this helps. You tell us about your kid. Kid's going through some stuff. Here. We appreciate you. We appreciate you being here. It's not like that anymore. Now it's, okay, this is what you're spending for your overpriced meal and your overpriced drinks, and this is what you have to spend on tip. Now leave. Well, if it is going to be mandatory, now what happens to customer service? I mean, I used to work for my tips. I hustled for those. I joked around, right? Especially, I love the guys on business. They were fun. Yeah, because I talk smack back. Yeah, they'd be giving me some crap about ribs or the drinks. They're like, I want a martini. Yeah, and I'm like, all right. And then you go, do you know what kind? I mean, do you want gin or vodka? Well, obviously vodka. Yeah, really obvious. Yeah, you said martini. Anyway, but I'd make jokes and they would give pretty good tips. And yeah, I shouldn't have to worry about that. I should just give them good service anyway. But customer service is falling because people aren't getting fired. If these companies are so low staff, if you told somebody, go bite me, they're probably not going to get fired because the employers don't have anybody else to hire. So now where's the customer service? And if everything's going to be that robotic, what do you think the consumers are going to very enthusiastically embrace? Robots. They're going to embrace automation. You know, when I go to McDonald's and I get something and they're like, you got a tough day ahead? I go, yeah, kind of. Well, you know, what can we do to help? Here's some extra cream, here's some extra sugar for your coffee. You know, see you tomorrow. If you want, good luck, have a good day. I'm going to tip that person. They made me feel good. They did extra. But now, you know, people are looking at, well, it's mandatory. We have to pay extra anyway. They're going to be like, well, then you know what? If I'm being dealt with by a robot, if the robot causes the food to be cheaper, I'm going to go to the robot. And I've been to restaurants where a robot serves your food. I still thank the robot. I don't tip the robot. But I'm like, thank you. I mean, I tip the server. Because you see the person once because they say hi, and that's who you're ending up giving your 20% tip to. But it's a robot that brings out the food. Well, at that point, you know, what am I really paying 20% for? I do it because I was a waitress. There's a waitress code. But at some point, I kind of stopped going to that restaurant because it was getting expensive. And the robot doesn't talk back to me. I'm like, hi, how's it going? Dude, do you have extra ranch? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I started asking the robot for extra ranch. And you see somebody run across going, I'll get you your ranch. They don't want people talking to the robots. Probably because then they can, like, throw the food and say, I'm out of here. I quit. That girl at table 10 is whack. So, you know, let's kind of rethink what we're doing here. Be careful. You know, I think if we don't get a grip on what's happening, we are going to screw tipping over for all these tipped workers. We're going to get them kicked out of jobs because people are going to want a robot anyway. And I'm noticing people are eating out less and doing less because that tip is putting them over budget. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.